68 degrees now in Lynchburg, 66 in Bedford, 68 in Danville, and 66 in Roanoke and Salem.
So I was up in Amherst County doing a wedding on Saturday. Saw Chrome Auto. Never really put two and two together. That would make four. For those of you that are racist and you believe in math, because math is racist. You didn't? Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah, they claim math.
There's so many things.
Yeah, I'm serious. They claim that math is racist. It's just
why,
it just
why
it,
is
I,
it?
I have no idea.
Oh,
the numbers just don't add up.
No, sorry.
Sorry. Wow.
Oh, lots of puns this morning.
Yeah. I did want to ask Kaylee, because she did get to interview the gentleman from John O'Keefe. Is that
James
his name?
O'Keefe,
James,
yeah.
Thank you. Because we were talking.
His friends call him John.
Oh, okay. I was talking about the great lengths they go to get somebody on the inside of some of these organizations. There was somebody on that was at CNN for a number of months. And some of these, they've got all these interviews where the doctor was claiming, you know, oh, yeah, we got these baby parts that were, you know, selling on the market. Yeah. And they got him to admit all these things. And then they sued James O'Keefe. Anyway, it gets a lot of play, or a fair amount of play, in what you would consider center-right media. But they do go to great lengths to worm their way into these organizations, and then they videotape. So what was it like interviewing him, and what did he have to say to you guys or gals?
He was an interesting guy. I remember hearing a couple years ago from someone that works with a lot of like really well-known successful people that everyone that's kind of like at the top of their field like that is a little bit crazy.
Okay.
Not like crazy as in like, but just they do things differently than other people, and you
right.
could definitely sense that. And one thing, just that weekend, we got to talk to a lot of people that we had absolutely no right to be talking to.
Mm.
And like, we were completely aware of that the whole time. And
we have not paid our dues enough to be having these conversations.
No. And right. so one thing that I was asking literally every person was, what do you wish you knew when you were 22? And he really took that, and then I compiled it afterwards, and I just pulled that up so I could get it right for sure. But he really took that on the whole, what do you wish that you knew as a 22-year-old aspiring journalist kind of route. And he said, I think basically, essentially, you have to be okay with not being liked at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to choose between, especially in political journalism, being liked by people and being
respected.
Like having, yeah, or not even like he was saying, you have to be okay with literally knowing that you're doing your job correctly, even if no one likes or respects you.
Mm.
And so he said, verbatim, I think you have to overcome your fear. You have to be comfortable with people not liking you. The toughest thing to accept psychologically is not being liked by the people you want to be liked by. Mm-hmm. You have to ask yourself the question, what do I really want? Do I want to expose the truth, or do I want to be accepted? That's the toughest thing to accept physiologically, and most people can't do it.
Mm.
And that's something that he's definitely chosen, is to have a lot of people think of him as something that he might not be. And not like him, and sometimes not even respect him for what he's doing, but continue to go full throttle and pursue the truth.
Yeah. But I think, and I know what he's saying as far as respect,
mm-hmm.
but I do think that if you do your job well, even if someone doesn't like you, deep down, they do still respect you.
Mm-hmm. See, reasonable people.
Exactly.
Well.
Right, right. And unreasonable mm-hmm. people, do you care if you have
yeah.
their respect or not?
But some
no,
people
you don't.
Do. That's well. The thing. It's like, and he was emphasizing, like, as much as you want to be like, oh, I don't care what people think.
Well, yeah.
It's hard to.
But that's true
really,
with this job.
Yeah.
That's also true as a follower of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, there are always going to be people who don't like you. Just because, you know, they don't agree with you.
Yeah.
They're atheist or they're fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a hard part of this job. Coming from music radio,
mm-hmm.
You know, it was pretty benign.
Right.
And even then, there were some people that didn't like you. You know, they mm-hmm. don't like your personality.
Right.
But the thing about it is, if you're not ticking somebody off or making someone think or getting them fired up in some way, you're really not doing your job. And, you know, we had that conversation, Mark, you like to be, you want to be liked. You're that guy that
I'm that guy.
You're not used to shaking it up much. And I told you, if you're going to have longevity, you've got to let that go.
Yep.
You've got to be okay.
I've tried to offend as many people as possible. Well,
not trying to offend.
I'm
but
kidding.
But you know what I'm
no,
saying.
No, I understand. Yeah.
I mean, and he is absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if you can learn that lesson early, Caleb, you're going to, that's going to be a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Craig said being competent is more important than being popular.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But that's easier. That it still hurts.
Oh, sure.
You know, when somebody's trash talking you or, you know, and especially as a woman, like sometimes I've had times in my career where I was too loud for, you know, conservative people and not loud enough for feminist. And it was just, you know, sometimes you just couldn't win.
Sure.
You know, but yeah,
I think
it's tough.
Yeah, I think it's a little more difficult being a woman because you can. I mean, well, okay. I'm going to go to, you guys use The Office. I'm going to Yellowstone for this one.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Hopefully we can hang with you since we don't watch Yellowstone.
There's this point where Kevin Costner's daughter is, her arch nemesis is about as mean as, and let's just say borderline evil as his daughter is.
Uh-huh.
And there's a point where there's this exchange and Costner's daughter walks out of the room. And the lady says, "You know what? You know what? I wish that blank was on our team because she is damn good."
That's right.
And there was a level of mutual respect there.
That's right.
And both being, you know, willing to crush people, not caring who they crush.
Yeah.
You know, along the way there.
Yeah. Sometimes you need those people
right.
in your life to get the job done. Yeah. You just don't want to like hang out with them on a regular basis.
Right.
I get that.
Yeah. You don't want to wrong them either.
What I used to say about President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Would I invite him over for a dinner? Nope.
Mm-hmm.
I would not. But at the same time, you know, I appreciate a lot of the things that he did for our country while he was president.
Well,
But I would have taken his phone away.
That's
maybe
right.
I would have invited him over so I could just deactivate his Twitter account.
But the thing is I think for a woman, you get called the B word.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if you remember when
whereas if it was a guy, he's just got strong. He just has strong,
strong
values.
Constitution.
That's right.
Backbone. Backbone
right.
of steel.
Yeah, that's not what they say about girls.
Right. So. And I told Janet early on, when even before we did this show, when Janet was thinking about a podcast, she asked me to write a blurb for her. And I said, well, Janet knows the difference between being being the B word and being sassy. And she leans on the side of sassy.
Try to.
So I think that, you know, you just have to work it. You have to work it more than I do, because I think you just can get labeled easier than a guy can. That's just the way the world works.
That is the way the world works. So, and you know what? The sooner you could accept that
and better.
Stop playing the victim card, the better off you're going to be.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, and we're going to go into break here in a minute, but I just wanted to throw this out there for kicks and giggles. Reddit asked a number of their people about things that you might be a little odd about. Let's just use maybe the word superstitious about. Here was a couple of them.
Okay.
And I do the one. And it's just, I do it, and I didn't know it was a superstition kind of a thing. When someone is boarding an airplane, if you have the opportunity to touch the plane on the way in, do you do it? Just tap the door, above the door, just a little bit to the side, like, I'm touching the plane, the outside of the plane. Have you ever done it?
I think so.
Okay. Have you ever done it, Kaylee?
I have never thought about doing that.
Believe it or not, that is a superstition I didn't know about
that
I did. I just do it. I like looking at the rivets because I know that's what's holding the plane together.
Right.
Literally thousands of them.
Just double checking, making sure these are all
I mean,
nice
the size
firm.
Of the top of your pencil or pen, that's a rivet. Anyway, here's a couple more. This is kind of weird. I do this one, but it's because I forget there's still some in the bottle. Some people never finish the last inch of their beer. It's superstition. that they don't do that.
Or just wasteful.
Yeah, or wasteful. Sometimes I forget, and you know, if it gets a little warm. But some people raise their feet when they go over a railroad track while they're driving. They raise their feet, and then this is really weird. This is one I think my wife would do. Some people, she doesn't always do it, but she does do this sometimes. Always smell the inside of a cup before you put something in it. You smell the cup before you pour something in it. Any of those fall under any of y'all's superstition, or just do them out of habit or anything?
Not every time. I mean, I might just, yeah, I don't. I mean, honestly, some of your classic things, mm-hmm. like if I spill salt, I'll throw some over my shoulder.
Over your shoulder, yeah.
You know, I'll do things like that sometimes, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not a very superstitious person.
I think the beer one happens more in a can and a bottle because I can't see it. But if it's like in a mug, I finish it. And I think it's more of a visual thing with me because most beer bottles, you know, are dark. You can't really see what's in the bottle.
Yeah, that
you
just see seems
a shadow.
That just seems wasteful to
yes,
me,
yes,
but I don't
is.
Know.
I'm sorry.
It says Mark needs to improve his superstitions.
Well, I'm just going by an article
I
read.
I wonder what other...
Under a ladder and all that stuff. I've walked under a ladder plenty of times.
Oh, you have? Yeah. Opening an umbrella inside. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I forgot about
that
one.
You're not supposed to do that one.
Yeah.
You know, you got the whole cat thing. Cross it in front of you.
Yeah, and the black cat.
And you put the X on, you know. And I don't know.
Any of those things in your wheelhouse there, Kaylin?
Do you have any superstitions at all?
Not that, like, I think about, like, intentionally doing, but, like, habits, I guess. Like, I'll wipe off silverware with something, whether it's, like, the bottom of my shirt or, like, my fingers quick before I use it because I don't know why. I'll be honest.
Okay.
But I think I hate dirty silverware.
Yeah.
And so just having that contact with something that I know is clean.
Okay.
And then just knocking on wood if I think.
Yeah.
I don't want to jinx something. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
like
I've never
it.
Had one of those. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Yeah, that's
it's hard to find real wood too. You know, you can find a lot of simulated wood.
Yeah. You're like, well, that's not going to count. And nobody's going to say knock on plastic.
Right,
that's just
right.
silly.
Laminate countertop here. Yeah.
Knock on laminate.
Well, if you
that's
have
not
one,
not going to catch on.
Text Janet 434-248-0704. I'm just curious. Just something fun. Just kind of hit me. Earlier when I saw that.
See, now I want to hear Stevie Wonder.
Oh.
You're going to have to pull up Superstitious for me.
We'll come out of the break with that. How about
that? Okay, that sounds good.
All right, it is 8:19 on The Morning Jam.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
At Liberty University, we believe in paying it forward to those on the front lines. That's why Virginia residents who are active military members, veterans, or their spouses can study online at Liberty University for as low as $250 per class. When Virginia brought back its tuition assistance grant, VTAG, for online students, Liberty went a step further and doubled it. And when you combine that with our exclusive military rates, you won't find a better price for your degree. Text DEGREE to 49595 to learn more. That's DEGREE to 49595.
Personal protection, it can be intimidating to some. In this country, we need it more than ever. I'm Marco Galbraith, owner of T4 Tactics, located in Lynchburg, Virginia. I travel the country delivering the very best in active shooter response plans, personal protection, situational awareness, and firearms training. My approach is not based on fear, but giving the participant the education, training, and confidence to recognize trouble, avoid it, or successfully handle it. Let my experience and scholarly research work for you. Contact me now at T4Tactics.com.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-506-9619. 800-506-9619. That's 800-506-9619.
Call Janet and Mark, 434-534-8500, or toll-free 866-916-3776. Call the Morning Jam.
There's your Stevie Wonder, Miss Janet.
I like it.
Yeah.
Arita said, thanks, guys. Now I'm going to have knock on wood in my head all day. maybe Stevie Wonder will take that out of your head. Maybe.
Let's hope. Let's listen a little bit.
Writing's on the wall. Very superstitious. Letters about to fall. 13-month old baby.
It is 8:22. Gosh, this first 2 hours and 20 minutes have really... 22 minutes have gone really fast. We're so glad you're listening today. And yeah, a lot of crazy things out there.
Randy said that we had real superstitions, like don't put the equipment away before the game is over in baseball.
Ooh.
Apparently that was a thing.
That could bring a loss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had a cowboy friend who would get very, very upset if he saw like a horseshoe that was facing downward.
Really?
Yep. That's bad luck.
Wow.
All the luck runs out.
Yeah.
You got to turn the horseshoe up the other way.
Okay. That makes sense.
I mean,
That was the saying, huh?
Yeah. That was the saying.
Well, Yogi Berra said it ain't over till it's over. So, I mean, his famous sayings. He said, when you get to a fork in the road, take it.
Yeah, I know. There's so many.
So take it.
I had a friend. I said, this needs to be our thought of the day for tomorrow.
Okay.
A friend sent this to me. It says, never blame others for the road you're on. That's your own asphalt.
Oh, gosh.
Like, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
I like it.
Wow.
It could be a little misconstrued, but still, I like it.
All right.
So have you all been following this story about the LU police at Candler's Mountain?
Oh, yeah. And the video that's out there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one's going to stick, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I saw this. I saw it last week a little bit. Apparently, an internal investigation is being conducted.
Right.
Over Liberty University police officers using force during an arrest.
Mm-hmm.
This was last Monday.
Yeah.
And I'm still not sure it even got to that point.
It's kind of weird because, you know, they have oversight of the Candler's Mountain parking lot.
Apparently they own...
Yes, they own the building.
All
the whole complex.
Right.
So they patrolled that down there, and there was a car that was sitting there, as I'm going by recollection of reading the story, and that there was another car there with two people, the son and the father, and one was being dropped off to get the car. But at the time they were doing it was like at 1 a.m. Am I right on that? Have you guys looked at the story?
Well, apparently Mr. Miller was coming to pick up his car.
Right.
The car had been parked there overnight. They were coming to pick up the car.
Right.
Apparently they've had some thefts, catalytic converter stolen, that kind of thing.
In the parking lot, because vehicles, there are vehicles that sit there all the time. Some of them LU vehicles too.
Right. So there was a log from the footage, the cell phone footage, whereas the LUPD cited the code of Virginia trespassing, and the man said, "There's no crime. That's the number one."
Right.
Because they asked for ID, he wouldn't give that to him.
Right.
And he said, "Sir, code of Virginia, identify yourself to a police officer when asked."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "There is no crime." And then they said, "That's also a crime." And he said, "There is no crime, sir. I'm not going to continue arguing, dude. There is no crime." No, there is no crime. I told you what I'm doing. That's the end of the investigation. Picking up my vehicle. There you go. And then they said, I'm asking you for your ID. You're under arrest for trespassing. And he said, no. And the son said, I'm not getting out. And then they said, you're being detained.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it accelerated pretty
fast.
Quickly. And then that threatened to break the window.
Mm-hmm.
So.
See, this is, I mean, for me, I'm a white guy, okay? But even if that was me, I'm going to comply. I've always complied with law enforcement. I was stopped one time as a teenager.
I think people and see,
there was
honestly,
no reason to be stopped, and I just did everything the policeman told me to do.
I'm sorry. LU Police Department is like Paul Blart Mall Cop. I mean, that's how people see them.
Right, I understand, but they are certified.
Well, they're certified, all right.
I mean, I'm just saying. They have to go through similar training and all that kind of stuff.
This is just too far. I mean, come on.
I understand. I mean, I'm trying to. I wasn't there. I don't know.
But obviously, they were there to pick up the car.
Right.
He had the keys to the car.
Right.
He was getting in the car and leaving their premises.
Yeah, but I don't know why they couldn't show him some ID at least. I don't understand that part.
Well,
yeah, I'm not justifying anything here.
I think, trust me. Were they being a little belligerent? Yeah, they were.
Mm-hmm.
They were. They were kind of being jerks, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at the same time, they weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but I do think that's a lot. I think for some people, I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like a mall cop coming up to you right. and saying, sir, I'm going to need to see your ID.
Right.
I mean, it's just, you know, when he's on his little thing and he's got his light on,
right.
he's like, boop, boop, boop. I need you to slow that scooter down, sir.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I think that's how it, do you see what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying. I do.
I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
I understand.
I mean,
they do have the same training. Like, they are actual police officers. So,
Paul Blart also went to the police academy. I'm just
saying.
But
I think if there's not a certain amount of respect and compliance with, like, even, I guess, if we see them as, like, mall cops, like, you would still, like, respect and follow orders, especially if you're innocent because you want to stay above reproach.
If I was asked to leave a mall by a mall cop, okay. Mm-hmm. But if I'm getting harassed by a mall cop.
But if they're just asking like to produce ID and you know you didn't do anything wrong, wouldn't you want to just like comply and
just get it over with, get in the car and go home?
The big thing is just stay above reproach. Don't do anything that could potentially cause you to be in the wrong.
I hear you.
It's just everything changed after George Floyd. Thomas on line one. Good morning.
Hi, guys. You want to see my ID?
Yeah, no, that's okay. Keep.
Make sure I am who I am. No, I agree with Janet. They weren't doing nothing, but the cops don't know that. And, I mean, I understand the point on both sides, but I'm like Mark. I have to agree with Mark today. Sure, the ID.
Wow, that's the first. Somebody write it down.
I mean, it's over. Five minutes. That's all it took.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been stopped. I've been, you know, I had to show my ID to officers, real officers and stuff. I got no problem. You know, you stop. Sometimes you like get stopped for a violation, speeding ticket.
Right, but this guy,
get off the hook.
I've never been asked for my ID because I was getting into my own car with my key, picking up my car.
You know,
they weren't speeding. They weren't doing anything suspicious. They were picking up their car. I don't know. It just seems very... It accelerated for no reason.
I agree with you, Janet, and you know I love you to death, but honestly, the cops don't know that. I mean, 1 a.m., they don't know that. So, I mean, I agree with you. I just think 5 minutes show the ID and be on your way. You know, no big deal, but they make it worse than this. I mean, it's bad on both sides.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Don't hate me, Jay.
I don't. It's just an opinion. It's like a belly button. Everybody's got one.
Some's inverted,
I mean,
some aren't.
I mean, everything has a side, and I agree on both sides. But I think.
I can see both pieces, but I do think because of who they are, some people may go, "Dude, what are you doing?" I mean, come on.
Well, that's true.
Is it that slow over at the campus?
Hey, Thomas, thanks for the call, bud. We're up against a hard break here. It is 8:31. It's
That's
the morning,
when I always
Jen.
Start making up names. I'm Thelma. This is Louise.
CBS News Brief. The world's top gymnast is back at the Summer Olympics. Correspondent Steve Futterman is covering the games.
Simone Biles says she will compete in the final event in women's gymnastics here in Tokyo, the balance beam. Biles has been very public about her mental health concerns during the past week, during which she declined to take part in several events.
New U.S. COVID cases fueled by the Delta variant are five times higher than they were a month ago, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy tells CBS.
This is what COVID does, is it throws curveballs our way. We've got to be able to respond and change our behavior, our guidance.
Health experts blame the unvaccinated for the current surge. Firefighters are making progress in the West. The largest wildfire, Oregon's Bootleg Fire, now 75% contained. Spokesman Brad Washa.
Good days to basically really put the hurt to the fire and do a lot of mop up.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. In Lynchburg, officers responded to two separate shootings within hours of each other. One shooting was deadly. Officers say 65-year-old Gary Braxton was shot along Park Avenue around 3:30 Sunday morning. Police have charged Alfonso Spinner. Hours earlier, another shooting happened in Sandusky Park, injuring one woman. According to police, the woman was shot around 10 Saturday night. No arrests have been made. The victim is expected to be okay. Happening today, the Virginia General Assembly is set to reconvene for a special session. Lawmakers will begin allocating the $4.3 billion the state's receiving through the American Rescue Plan. Legislators on both sides of the aisle agree on many issues, including mental health reform, replenishing the state's unemployment trust fund, and broadband. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WZBJ 24.
Something big's about to happen in the blazing hot housing market. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. Median home prices are up an enormous 24% since the pandemic arrived last year, and government policies played a major role in the boom. But now two of those policies are about to end. One is a foreclosure moratorium on homes that were financed with federally backed mortgages. That ends this weekend. The other policy is the Mortgage Forbearance Program, which allows some borrowers to pause their payments. It ends on September 30th, and that's the one that could affect the housing market the most. If even a small fraction of the homeowners currently protected by the program opt to sell instead of repaying their mortgage, it could have a big impact on this historically tight housing market. That new inventory would ease prices, cooling down this hot market at least a bit. I'm Jeff Colvin.
Parents, do you have a kid's birthday coming up? Do they love animals? Then we have the deal for you at InsaneRadioDeals.com. A 50-50 special on a birthday party experience for up to 10 people with the great folks at Sequest of Lynchburg, all at InsaneRadioDeals.com. You heard me right. A $200 value for a birthday party experience that includes a private encounter with an animal for only $50.50. This deal and much more at InsaneRadioDeals.com.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
Cooler weather returns for this week. I'm meteorologist Ian Cassette. We'll begin with sunshine on this Monday with a high near 84 degrees and a light wind out of the north. Overnight, clouds return with a low near 65 degrees and a chance of a few showers. Tuesday, those rain chances will continue with a high near 78 degrees and a mostly cloudy skies. Tuesday night, a low near 62 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. And Wednesday, a high near 82 degrees and plenty of sunshine with more rain by Thursday.
Currently 68 degrees in Lynchburg. We have 66 in Salem, 70 now in Bedford and Roanoke.
Okay, just a quick reminder, we do have a sports station on our network. It is 93.3, and it is our CBS Sports station. If you want to get your Olympic updates, you can go to that frequency, 93.3, or simply download our app by going to the App Store and type in Three Daughters Media and or VTRN. Probably VTRN would be your best bet. You can download our app, and it includes our CBS Sports Station. You know why we want you to do that? It's because the Olympic updates are every hour, at 55:45. You can catch up and get a quick snapshot of what's happening at the Olympics. Tomorrow going to be a big day. We've got Simone Biles re-entering in for the balance beam. And then, of course, we talked about earlier about the young lady in the hammer throw, whose name slips my mind right at the moment.
Yeah, let the hate start coming Simone's way. It's coming.
Oh yeah. So anyway.
We did get somebody who texted in. Jay said, yes. "Hey, at least there's some good Olympic news.
Okay,
those kneeling soccer women lost.
Oh, so do we know what that does?
The girls you love to hate.
do we know what that does? As far as they can lose one more. I think that's their last loss. If they lose again, they're out. I think how it works. It's like a round, what they call a round robin or whatever.
Because I don't like them and I don't want them to win. Okay. So.
All right.
This is like literally the first Olympics where I'm like rooting against our people.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, I understand that. I understand.
You're sitting in front of the TV going, choke, 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 choke. With a big thumbs down foam finger.
Holy cow. I think it's Gwen Berry is the lady's name. But yeah, I'm understanding what you're saying.
It's terrible. It's not a good feeling. I don't like it.
I can't root for that Victoria's Secret, you know, model that's on the team. You know, they just hired her not long ago to represent.
I wonder what people from other countries think when they see Megan Rapinoe with her purple hair and her and they're like,
she's the new Vicky.
She's America's new Victoria's Secret. What? Man, America's really let herself go.
Oh, haven't we now?
That's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, we covered this in the first hour. Pennsylvania County, looking for people to fill jobs. They're talking about $1,000 signing bonuses as well as $1,000 referral fees to any county employee who refers someone who gets hired. These are county jobs, not fast food jobs. Yeah, really. I'd put the I in there. Anyway, Danville has lots of job openings.
Mark!
I'm sorry. That's just like $1,000 if I refer somebody and they actually last 30 days. Stick it out for 30 days, man. We'll have a nice vacation
somewhere.
Yeah,
but what do you get dinged if they're a terrible employee?
Oh, I know.
Think about that.
Probably goes against you.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about, you know, a lot of times these county jobs, city jobs are long-term. You know, you can get the golden watch at the end of 25 or 40 years, whatever the golden watch is. You know, you can have a nice retirement plan. So check out Pennsylvania County right now, and there could be $1,000 in your pocket if you last. I'm sure there's a 90-day probationary period, as there should be. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know.
My Mark just had his 25th anniversary.
Did he really? Congratulations for him.
No gold watch for him. Do you know what he got?
Other than a hard time, I don't know.
Pressure washer.
Oh, did they really give him a pressure washer?
They gave him a plaque, and then they gave him his catalog, and he could pick anything he wanted out of the catalog. And he picked out a pressure washer.
A true man's man.
I know.
You know?
It was so appropriate. it just made me laugh. No gold watch for that man.
Yeah.
A new state historic highway marker has been unveiled in Danville to honor the Mary B. Yancey House and the Grasty Library. The Yancey House was once a lodging place for African Americans during the segregation era. The Grassley branch of the Danville Public Library System operated next door to the Yancey House and served Black patrons between 1950 and 1969. The newly dedicated marker stands at 320 Holbrook Street next to the Yancey House and the site of the old library, which has since been torn down.
In Amherst County, schools are getting ready to open up, as in they are in every other county as well, and a lot of different schools are trying to decide what they're going to do about the whole mask situation with COVID kind of on the rise again, unfortunately. And the Amherst County School Board decided at Thursday's work session that masks will be optional for students and staff. This means it's up to the families individually to decide if they want their child to wear their mask at school, or up to the child for older children there. And then faculty and staff can also make the choice on their own. Everyone still has to wear a mask on school buses, and then the superintendent explain that by choosing to go this route, they'll be able to take action if COVID starts rising more again. So it'll change there if it gets really, really bad again. So it'll be interesting to watch what they continue to do and decide, and what the other districts do decide about that.
Okay. Well, that's all going to be very interesting. This is better than the Olympics, I think. You know, just watching all these different stories unfold, a lot of sparks flying, a lot of hammers being thrown, not the kind of hammers that Gwen Berry is throwing. But I do have a clarification, thanks to Matt. Matt's checking in. Our own producer next door says it was the semifinals as far as the soccer game. So now they will compete for the bronze medal or no medal at all. So they're going to get third place if they can continue on and win, or they could come home with no medal. And they were supposed to be the gold medal people, you know, the soccer team. But anyway, just a lot of controversy.
I don't believe in karma, but maybe I do.
Well,
maybe there's a part of me that's buying into that whole, the stuff you put out in the atmosphere is going to come right back and bite you in the butt.
Well, this next tune is like one of my favorite tunes of all time. The long version.
Ha ha.
Layla. Of course, Eric Clapton, famous for this song and other songs.
I have a friend
songs.
Who has a basset hound named Layla.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I think it was after the song.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, there's some interesting news. It's on a website called Louder Sound, and it's has to do with Eric Clapton and Van Morrison, of all people. They're being ridiculed because Eric Clapton, Van Morrison, and the alarming rise of the COVID conspiracy rock stars. These are two pretty big rock stars. They called Eric Clapton back in the day the radio god, or not radio, but the guitar god. Anyways, Eric Clapton has announced that he's taking a stand against the UK's government decision to implement vaccine passports and for those being in place for people to attend nightclubs and gigs. They're saying no. You know, both of them are against it, Van Morrison. They don't care. They want their people to come and enjoy the concert. And they're not gonna stand with their government and
interesting.
Say, yeah. And then, of course, Eric Clapton in 1976. 1976. How many years ago is that? 45 years ago. Made a statement in a concert. Because you know why I know this now, Janet? Because remember when you told me we were vacationing with you and Mark for about 3 days, 4 days down in South Carolina. And you had this TV show on. It had a special with Eric Clapton.
Right.
And I thought, well, I can watch the last 10 minutes of it. No, I sat down for the next hour and 15 because it was like a 2 hour special.
Good stuff,
and it was really good. And Eric Clapton had a lot of ups and downs.
You picked up the remote and I was like, excuse you, what are you doing?
I was going to change it.
Put that down.
And I'm glad I didn't because I learned so much about Eric Clapton and some of the troubles he had, like a lot of the rock stars do, you know, with drugs and that kind of thing. But he made a statement in 1976 about keep the UK white. And he took a lot of heat for it back then. And then he apologized. But in this article, just as a dig against Eric Clapton, they had to bring that up, you know, that he's a racist because of a statement that he made 45 years ago and has profusely apologized over the years for it. But it's not good enough for these folks writing the article about these crazy, you know, nut job rockers, Van Morrison and Eric Clapton, who is going against the UK. So I just found that interesting.
Yeah.
You know, that they have to play that card. You know?
Well, it's one of those things where, because most of the time we're like, you know, really, no, just shut up and sing. That's usually our,
yeah, just
but
shut up and sing.
This is, they're speaking out against something that does impact their fan base,
sure,
their industry.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I get that. I understand why they're, because this whole COVID pandemic has impacted so many industries.
Yeah.
I mean, travel,
really,
tourism,
sure,
hospitality, even when we were at the beach, and we went to a comedy club, and it was the first show that they did, and it was like everybody was so nervous, and they felt rusty, and because they hadn't been on stage for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think there was a little bit of a kind of a giddy rush to it because they hadn't been on stage for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was interesting.
So, more breaking news. Some more Olympic news literally just coming across the wire. This is not a joke. Laurel Hubbard, first transgender Olympian,
oh, Lord,
out of the weightlifting competition early. And look at the picture they put of her. I mean, just like...
of him.
It's like, well, of him. Yeah, transgender. Just not able to pull
You're
it off.
You're a dude and you still couldn't beat the girls.
So there's a lot of people clapping, especially in New Zealand, I'm sure, because there was a lot of people that were against this whole thing. So
that's
a transgender
so great.
Laura Hubbard out of the Olympics.
A.K.A. Lawrence. Lawrence Hubbard. Hello, I'm a girl.
Say that again under the music. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm Laura Hubbard. Sorry. It's just, it's so ridiculous.
I know.
That you know, he got to where he couldn't compete
that far. Yeah,
anymore. And so I'm going to be, I bet he's regretting all those ejections now. Sorry. I'm so punchy. It's so bad.
We better go to the...
Let's quickly go
to the calming music.
Save me.
Okay.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Oh, I need sleep and more ibuprofen, I'm pretty sure.
I think you need morphine.
I might need it. It's true. Five and Dine, brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They are on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they have a meat department second to none. They are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. We're going to go over their specials here in just a second, but we do thank them for sponsoring Five and Dine and helping us bring you these easy-to-prepare recipes for you to make for you and your family. Today's recipe is an Italian sausage bow tie pasta. Super easy and quick, great weeknight meal. You're going to start by preparing the bow tie pasta according to the package directions. Bring it a pot of water to a boil, cook that pasta, and while you're doing that, you're going to put in a large skillet some olive oil and your Italian sausage. You're going to cook that, crumble it along with some red pepper flakes over medium-high heat until it's cooked through and brown. Then you're going to add in a half a cup of diced onion and some garlic and cook that until the onion is tender. Then you're going to add in one can of Italian style plum tomatoes, drained and coarsely chopped, and you're going to cook that down a little. Simmer it until the mixture thickens up, about 10 minutes. Then you're going to add in a cup of packed spinach leaves that I just like to julienne, like cut them into strips. They mm-hmm. almost resemble basil when you put them in there. And then cook it another 3 minutes, add in your heavy cream and some fresh parsley, and you're good to go. Just serve it up with a little parm on top, and it's a nice one-skillet meal. It is an Italian sausage bow tie pasta. Check out the recipe by going to Facebook, typing in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll see all the recipes that we share, brought to you by F&L Market. Their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, keep that summertime grilling going with family-packed ground beef, $2.79 a pound. Family pack ribeye steaks are $9.99 a pound. Save on Philly Gourmet Angus beef patties for $5.99 for a 24-ounce pack. Large size Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is 2 for $4. Sweeten things up with Duncan Hines cake mix, just 99 cents. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
In the Lynchburg area, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed and trimmed your lawn the week you were sick. Hi, I'm State Farm Agent Kim Gardner.
And I'm Chip Harvey, and we're good neighbors you can count on, too. We're here to help life go right when you combine your home and your auto insurance. That can save you time and money. So see me, Chip Harvey, on Timberlake Road next to McDonald's.
Or me, Kim Gardner, in the Anilon Shopping Center in Madison Heights. Let's combine your home and auto and start the savings rolling.
Clean look.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to have at your house, don't you, Janet?
Oh my gosh, yes.
We recently, you've already met this gentleman.
You're talking about our new sponsor,
our new
that's
sponsor,
back
yeah.
here with us on the Morning Jam.
Executive yeah. Maintenance. We had the chance to talk to
Steve Roberts.
Yeah, got to meet him. It was just delightful, and he's come on board with the station and with us, and we're so excited. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you, because you've actually used Steve on more than a couple of occasions.
I have known Executive Maintenance for over 20 years. I'm the mom of three kids.
Right.
And when you've got especially three little kids, you need to have the number on direct dial for
you
executive
have an occasional disaster.
Well, I mean, look, for me, my early relationship with Steve was about carpet cleaning and upholstery. I mean, he literally saved a brand new sofa for me. Saved it. I'd spent all this money on a sofa and my two-year-old managed to destroy it, and it wasn't his fault. He didn't feel well, and I called Steve in, and he literally saved that upholstered furniture for me. And he would say, okay, while I'm here, do you want me to do this? And the prices were fantastic. He made my furniture look like it was brand new. Same thing with the carpet. He
sure.
would come in and do the carpet, and whatever it is, magic that he does, the carpet was practically dry when he left. The machinery, the way he used it, and it always just looked so good. I always had that kind of relationship with him, especially when my children were younger. Executive Maintenance is just a phone call away, 434-610-1634.
And the news continues on the Olympic front. The big winner, Title IX. Title IX wins.
Title IX wins again.
Mr. Hubbard, whatever his first last name was, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Randy,
anyway,
you're being mean.
Laurel Hubbard.
To me. He sent in a text that said, I'm suggesting no blackened or seared recipes until Janet's hand is better. Perhaps we should go with cold soups or chilled salads. Stop. I'm not going to be making much of anything.
I know.
For a while.
Yeah, sure.
It's, yeah.
You have anything frozen? Do you?
I don't know. It's like everything looks like my Mark's going to be doing the cooking
yeah.
this week.
Hey, hit Aldi's, man. I tell you what, they got some nice, we've had a couple there. You just throw them in the oven things, man.
Well, I won't be doing that.
Yeah, I mean, not you yourself. You're not going to be throwing anything.
I'm not.
This is good. You can't throw anything at me for the next week.
It's true. I'm really going to have to work on my dexterity
right?
with my left hand.
Your left hand, yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't know how. That was close. Not really.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, you're not going to get in the hammer throw. I'm sorry. Not with that throw.
My Olympic hopes were dashed before they were even begun.
Yeah, that's a shame.
So it goes.
It is 8:54 on the Morning Jam, and we've covered a lot of ground. If you missed our interview with Dr. Kathy, she actually did a very extensive breakdown, a deep dive, I would call it, on the vaccine and how things have changed a little bit as far as just being able to track the way the virus is working. And I didn't realize, she was saying, and you guys help me on this, that the way it lands on certain things, like would land on a cell or whatever in your body, and it would lock in, and you'd be able to now go get it. And this virus, they said, sort of dangles. It just doesn't mm-hmm. attach in such a way that we can fight it like other diseases or pandemics, or not pandemics, but other things that happen.
Right.
Viruses, the word I'm looking for.
And as we know, viruses have always been able to, I mean, look at the flu.
Yeah.
How it manifests
it
itself.
And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
That's why they come up with a new flu vaccine every year.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, apparently there are some strange things going on in Northern Virginia as health officials there and insect experts are trying to determine the origins of mysterious bug bites that are being reported by residents in Arlington County.
Okay.
They say they received initially what appeared to be like a mosquito bite.
Right.
But then the bumps quickly swell much larger than a mosquito bite would be. It grows and swells and then begins to blister. Health officials have been unable to identify the source of the bites.
Right.
The leading suspect at this point is something called pimote, which is a type of mite that likes to feed on cicada eggs.
Oh, really? Wow.
And they're saying, they must be very happy with their food supply at this moment. They say the bites are not dangerous, but they can become infected, and they look very painful.
Right.
So apparently it looks like a mosquito bite, but then, it just takes on kind of a weird, and because it's been so dry and everything lately,
right.
I think bugs are just, they're just worse this year.
Yeah.
This summer. We've had a lot more
Did you guys
insect bites.
Get any of the cicadas in Amherst County? We did not get any of them down in Lynchburg.
Mm-mm.
You know, they hit Northern Virginia. As a matter of
right.
fact, one of them hit the president when he was getting ready to get on Air Force One.
Yeah.
And I think it was a Russian plant. But anyway. I would see that happening in Northern Virginia.
It was like
Virginia.
A drone. It wasn't really a cicada. Right. Somebody was flying it in. They didn't get any intelligent data, though. It was fine.
Okay.
It was all good.
But it seems like their food supply would be plentiful in Northern Virginia because that's where the cicadas, they
right.
didn't migrate. I was hoping they just would go eat all the brains of all the,
that is
the
so,
people in
that
the Congress.
That is so yucky, though, to get bit by something like that.
Yeah.
So, have you ever collected, like, baseball cards, football cards, anything like that?
My son did.
And my boys did as well. Right now, there is a rookie card, a 2017 rookie card, signed by Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
It sold for $4.3 million.
Wow.
The highest price ever paid for an NFL card.
Wow.
The 2017 National Treasures NFL Shield Patrick Mahomes rookie card, which was autographed by the player, fetched in that amount in a private sale brokered by PWCC Marketplace, the trading card investment business said.
Wow.
The price paid by LJ's card shop beat the previous record of $3.1 million, which was paid for a Tom Brady rookie card in March.
Okay.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah. I'm just, okay, can I just play the tape forward?
Kenny Shelton, was it you? Did you do it? Did you buy
right.
that?
Really?
He loves Kansas City,
I know.
And always has.
He bleeds red. Wait, yeah. We all do. Anyway, no, I'm just thinking, okay.
His is a little redder than.
You go over to the house where all these a lot of these cards are, and they're behind glass. And, that's the card that went for $4.3 million. Wow.
Yeah.
So what are we having for dinner?
Yeah, really.
Because if I'm in a house
like that,
you know you're going to be fed well.
Well, or they're baseball card poor.
No, that's true.
You know. Domino's will be here in a few minutes.
We had to leverage the castle
to
get that one.
We can't afford. You can't afford anything else. So, you're lucky to get fed at all.
Yeah, well, that's true.
you're getting to be in the presence of this great card.
Wow,
you're welcome.
It changed my life forever.
That's right.
I lost 3 pounds because I didn't eat.
That's right.
Well, we're going to do this again tomorrow. We have a special announcement from Kaylee that we'll do tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. Make today awesome in the meantime. Ladies, it was good to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
You too.
We'll see you tomorrow.